Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Last week we talked about the loss of human capital from communities across rural Minnesota, and that being young people who fly the coop and they go to big cities, either the Twin Cities or maybe out of state or whatever, because perhaps they feel that the opportunities don't exist for them to settle down in the communities where they went to school or where they were raised. So we talked a bit about some of the things that communities in greater Minnesota might do to improve their chances of keeping that human capital. But one thing we never talked about last week was health insurance.
Right. Well, what we talked about last week was making your town the kind of place that where young people would either want to stay or would want to, if they go away for school, they'd want to come back. You know, one of the best ways to do that is to make it a place where people can start their own business. You know, we've talked about how economic development has kind of turned a corner in the last 10 years or so, realizing that trying to grab that big 200 employee factory is just not going to work anymore for small towns. You know, and there aren't enough factories for every small town in Minnesota. But one of the advantages of one of those big factories is that they have health insurance benefits for their employees. And as you know, we all know too well, it's very hard, very expensive for people who are either self-employed or have a very small business with just a couple employees to provide any kind of adequate health insurance. And so that is a big factor in starting your own business. Health insurance has gotten to the point where it's actually kind of skewing the labor market and kind of determining where people go and where they get jobs and whether they can leave that job and do something else.
Well, and you can look at the other end of the spectrum where people are at retirement age and they're choosing to stay employed for the health insurance.
Right. You know, we did a study a few years ago about people who start their own businesses and what they need. And the health care insurance was the thing that just kept coming up over and over again. People either had it and couldn't afford it, or it was getting more and more expensive, or they didn't have it at all, which of course, you know, puts them one car accident or appendectomy away from financial disaster. And of course, you can't tell how many people would have started their own business if health insurance hadn't been a factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess the issue is, in Minnesota, there has been some experimenting going on with making things like purchasing pools where small businesses can band together to get better prices for insurance. And now we'll see what happens with health care reform. It's hard to say yet if that's going to make any difference or not, because we don't really know what's going on with it yet. But it's something very important to consider when you're working out your economic development strategy.
Thanks, Marnie.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. We'll catch you next week.